Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
It's Friday, December 2nd. I'm Julie Slater with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Light showers should be dissipating this afternoon. The National Weather Service says that L.A. County got a little less rain than expected, but meteorologist Todd Hall says another storm system arriving tomorrow night into Sunday could bring more rain than initially predicted.
So they're kind of switching roles a little bit. So this one turned out to be just kind of a light to moderate rain. And it's looking like the Saturday system might actually have that potential now.
He says the coast and valleys could see a third to two-thirds of an inch. Some areas in the mountains could see up to 1.5 inches of rain and wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour through the weekend. If you're planning a trip to the mountains on Sunday morning, some snow could fall on Highway 2 in the Angeles National Forest. Don't forget to bring the typical winter weather kit as a precaution. For 15 years, Orange County has opened a cold weather shelter during winter months for anyone who needs a meal and a bed for the night. But as temperatures drop this year, no such shelter will be available. KPCC senior reporter Jill Replegal explains.
OC's cold weather shelter usually opens in December at the National Guard Armory in Santa Ana, and up until a few years ago at the Armory in Fullerton also. But this year, the county has been unable to find anyone to operate the shelter. That's in part because it's hard to find staff, says Doug Becht. He oversees homeless services for Orange County.
Any program that operates on the overnight can be challenging to find folks that are interested in working.
Brooke Weitzman with the Elder Law and Disability Rights Center says many homeless service providers are, rightly, putting their efforts into longer-term solutions. But
having an emergency shelter available on cold or rainy nights is for some people the difference between staying healthy and getting pneumonia or hypothermia.
Weitzman thinks the county should explore other options, like motel vouchers, to make sure everyone who needs to get out of the cold has a bed. Covering Orange County, I'm Jill Replegal.
If you or someone you know needs emergency housing, you can dial 211 or go to the website 211.org. And checking our temps tonight, we've got lows around 50, a slight chance of rain in the valleys, partly cloudy tomorrow with highs from the high 60s to low 70s, a little cooler Sunday, then temps hold steady from about 60 to 65 all next week. Again, we could see more rain Sunday and Tuesday. UCLA has agreed to return portions of its campus to the Gabrielino Tongva tribe, which it contends native plants and gather for traditional ceremonies. The director of UCLA American Indian Studies, Shannon Speed, is a member of the Chickasaw Nation and says it's important to strive towards decolonizing the land.
UCLA has importantly acknowledged that we are on indigenous land that was never ceded by the Tongva. So I think as a land-grant university, there's a kind of moral responsibility that UCLA is trying to step up to meet.
Since 2019, UCLA has acknowledged during campus events and in official communications that its campus sits on the ancestral lands of the Tongva Nation. The tribe will now have access to certain parts of the campus, including a 3-acre undeveloped refuge called Sage Hill. And earlier this year, 15 types of native plants used for basket weaving were planted in the school's botanical teaching garden. Last January, LA City Council voted to ban new oil drilling and phase out the rest. Almost a year later, the city is one step closer to enacting the policy. Climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone has more.
Council members unanimously approved an ordinance legally defining oil drilling in the city of LA as a non-conforming land use. It's an amendment to decades of land use laws that concentrated polluting industry in low-income Black and Latino communities.
This is just kind of setting the foundation for future generations.
That's Anai Montoya. She grew up in Wilmington, surrounded by oil wells and refineries. The 20-year-old says the policy is a win for frontline communities, but bittersweet for how long it took to get here. The ordinance will go into effect after being approved by the mayor. Studies on how to phase out existing drilling over a 20-year period are still to come. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
The Metro Board of Directors voted to approve a fare cap yesterday after transportation advocates and riders criticized the agency for trying to raise fares. Metro says base fares will remain $1.75. There will be no increase to senior fares or automatic inflation increases, and transfers will remain free. Metro's original proposal, which was introduced 3 weeks ago, tried to raise daily fares to $2 and eliminate free transfers. The fare increase would have been the first since 2014. For more local news, head to LAist.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Slater. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.